Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this as well as your own altar daily. After you have listened and engaged in the faith prophetic action, join us on the prayer hub via our YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok platforms, all at the Real Femi Emmanuel. If you have subscribed to our YouTube and like our Facebook, then every day, listen to the radio broadcast, daily uploaded on our YouTube and Facebook. That means you receive three different ministrations daily from here. This audio Turning Point, the prayer hub, and the radio. Be consistent. Receiving the three every day, it will totally transform you. TPGF and listeners in other climes with time differentials, if you can wake up to join us real time, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time, oh, that will be good and excellent. Do so daily. But if you cannot, then when you wake up, listen to this Turning Point first. Then go to the YouTube and Facebook to receive the prayer hub for the day, securing the day. Also listen to the radio broadcast as well on the YouTube and Facebook. Welcome also to Thursday, day 26 in March, as usual. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responded with amen. I receive it. Oh, I prophesy. Receive these remaining 5 days to exit this month and enter the second quarter of the year. Receive God's dropping honey on you. I speak to your life. These remaining 5 days, things shall turn around for good. You will receive special divine intervention each day, the remaining days. You will enter the month, new month, with singing and dancing. Hold your phone up. I prophesy good news, alert upon alert, in the name of Jesus. Now, this group of people, all traders, marketers, goods and services providers, all producers of goods and services, all event planners, hold or touch something that relate or represent with what you produce, what you sell, and what you market. It could be a document. It could be your phone. It could be an item. Receive and let me pray. Receive grace for massive sales to end the month. Your customers will come lining up. They will be pouring in. Your clients will be calling. Oh, yes. Your phone will be busy receiving orders for supply and for sales. Say amen. I receive it. Now, let's 13 people. All these people I pray for, traders, marketers, producers, 13 persons, not everybody, just 13 that God will lay on their heart and have the capacity. You are going to sow a special seed of 7,500 naira or its equivalent for those of you in diaspora to back other prophetic prayers. That's how I receive it in my spirit today. Just 13 people, not everybody, 13 that believe in the sacrificial see, to connect to that prophetic utterance, your sales these last days of the month will double and triple. Tag the seed. Call this seed for miracle sales. As I said, it's not compulsory for everybody. It's only for 13 people that believe it. Do so. And I pray for you once I see the seed and your tag. Testimonies, awesome testimonies will follow. The level of sales you will hit to end the month. March 26th, celebrant, your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. Oh, it is well with you. You will do great. Happy, happy birthday. Now, let's treat questions and issues. First one today. Good evening, our mentor. Please, is it wrong or right to often think of our loved ones, both family and friends, that died many years ago? Wow. It is not right to often think of the departed ones. The word often is what I have issues with. It is normal to remember our loved ones once in a while, maybe on the anniversary of their departure yearly, giving gratitude for the lives they live. If they are our old aged parents that departed, then we should push their legacy forward. Maybe a short Thanksgiving song on their behalf, on the behalf of the family. But to not keep thinking of them all the time, no, no, no. Getting emotional about it, no, no, no. Let go. Let them rest in peace. After all, All of us, we each one of us, we also go one day. Next, good morning, my wonderful daddy. My two children are in the university. The baby of the house will write WAEC next year. I find it difficult to settle their school fees. I suggested to dispose of a building from where we collect rent, but all the children and the mother disagreed and concluded that they want it to be disposed when their senior one is ready to travel abroad for the master's before we should do that. So, what can I do, sir? Wow. When this issue first came up, one of our listeners suggested that we should approach NEL Fund, federal government agency that gives loan for education. Its purpose is to provide financial support loans to Nigerian students in tertiary institutions. Google to see more information. Collect the form and fill it. As at now, about 1,164,000 students have already benefited from it. Try that. This council is for all parents and all students who want to make use of that gateway. Next, good day, Daddy. I help my widowed mother to educate my siblings. They are now all big with properties in Lagos and other parts of the country. I'm in need of accommodation now, and none of them offer to sell one of their properties to me and allow me to pay instrumentally. My friend suggested I should suggest it to them. I don't want to do so because I'm older. That will be demeaning to me. One of them is on this platform, sir. Thank you for your candid advice, sir. Wow. Let me start like this. I want to use this case to teach a lesson. While nothing is wrong training our sibling, but or other people's children, we must not do so at the detriment of our own development. The Bible says, love your neighbors as yourself. It didn't say more than yourself. This is common in our society. It's almost becoming like a tradition. You train your younger ones with your resources that will have used to build a financial base for yourself early in life. And when they rise to prominence, they forget the person that labored hard to train them. It is common. The truth is, no one owed you anything. I constantly warn against entitlement mentality here. So while nothing is wrong to train our siblings using our early resources, don't do it to your own disadvantage. My counsel to you is that you have learned your lesson, even though in a bitter way. So trust God. Pray to Him. He can touch their heart for you. Someone else can bless you. He can also bless the work of your hand to buy or build your own house with ease. You don't need to beg any of them to do so. Let God undertake that assignment for you. Next, as a qualified and trained secondary school teacher who has resigned and I have answered the call into ministry to serve as an assistant minister, please, what do you counsel me to do to add value to my life so that I can be more valuable and productive? Thank you, sir, for your response. May God bless you. Wow. There are two ways I'm thinking of adding value. Financially, you must have a source of money inflow. I hope you have investment before that retirement or resignation to earn passive income. All civil servants and all other workers, listen to me, have a viable investment that can earn you extra income after retirement, apart from gratuity and pension. Number two, now that you are an assistant minister, keep developing yourself ministerially. Read books, attend short courses, so that you can be at the cutting edge of ministry, adding value to the ministry you now work with. Another person, sir, please, what can we sow as battle seed? I have no idea, and I am also very, very rich now. Battle seed is a voluntary sacrificial seed. It is sown out of understanding that we should not just be give me, children of God. Anytime you are challenged, anytime you are under pressure, anytime you are about to take a major decision, don't just pray and leave it to prayer. No, make a serious, strong, sacrificial seed to back up. Things will turn. Now that you don't have much, wait until God bless you to have what you can use as sacrificial seed. There is no sin in not giving back, in not giving back to seed. It is voluntary. Out of conviction, this morning, I asked 13 persons to sow 7,500 naira to back up their desire and prayer for major sales to end the month. Those who will not do it are not sinning, and God will still bless them. But 13 people that have that passion and that belief, they will see the hand of God in an unusual way. Well, we'll continue from here tomorrow. Rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Do so daily. Today is the D-Day, the Prayer Mountain Service Day, holding in Ikeja, Lagos, Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, Uyo, and Mararaba Center, that is Nasarawa and Abuja. Two services we hold today, 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. Today's focus is powerful. Nobody should miss it. It will be live stream. You can also join online. It is impartation for global and international dimension in you to manifest for the whole world. Bring your international passport if you have any, or use a document to represent it. Bring a world map, Google, and print it out, or you can save it on your cell phone. Bring a key. Bring a foreign currency of your choice. It is all yours. Nobody will take it from you. You take it back home. These are all points of contact for global and international manifestation. Your life will go global. Your children, your job, your career, your product, your content, your ministry, the global dimension in them will speak out to the whole world. You are not just local. You are global. Gates to nations will open for you, your children, your product, and all. Please do so. It will be great. Remember, next Wednesday is the 30 minutes vigil to cross over from March to April, 10 minutes to 12 to 20 minutes after 12. Don't forget, pay your tithe, sow your seed. 63333 is on, and the 13 persons that will respond to the special seed to end the month in great sales. Do as God lays in your heart. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day.